Look closer, and there is something strange about this gas and dust. There are patches where it appears to glow. These bright glowing clouds are called nebulae. And along with the Orion Nebula, our Milky Way has some spectacular examples. The Eagle Nebula, with towering pillars up to 4 light years in size. The Carina Nebula, a dark canvas of art hung in the blackness of space. And these vibrant colors reveal what gases nebulae are made of.
So, for example, if there's oxygen gas, you get a green glow. If there's hydrogen gas, you get a red glow. So analyzing the light from a nebula turns out to be very instructive. It tells us what's there. It tells us what the physical conditions are. We can tell how dense it is, how hot it is, and what it's made of. We can find out a lot about the neighborhood by looking at these clues that come directly from the glowing gas.
The gases in these nebulae are glowing at thousands of degrees. But what's the source of the heat? To find out, we need to peer deep within.
But of course, the gas and dust is in the way. So it's not so easy. It's a very mysterious part of the galaxy. It's a place that we have to use these special tricks to look into.
Kimberly Weaver is an astrophysicist who's familiar with these tricks.
I've got a really neat way to show you this. This is a bag that you can't see through with your eye, so a normal telescope that looks at optical light could not see through this. In infrared light, a telescope can see through it. The infrared camera, if I put my hand inside, can see my hand. I'll wiggle my fingers to show you that you're seeing the heat from my hand inside the bag. And this is just like a star that's hidden inside a cloud of gas and dust that infrared astronomers can detect by using an infrared